Ah, it's a beautiful sound, isn't it? 10:03 here on SENZ. And yes, the Ranfurly Shield goes on the line for the first time this calendar year this afternoon around 4:30 at McLean Park when Hawke's Bay defend against South Canterbury. It has had a history in the past, of course, of upset results, so I imagine nothing has been taken for granted here. But Hawke's Bay are very, very warm favourites, and we welcome in their head coach. For the first time, he's head coach of Hawke's Bay, Josh Sims, this morning. Josh, thanks for joining us this morning. Now you're numero uno. What's it like being the boss, mate?
I'd like to say I'm enjoying it, but probably... Yeah, no. At the moment, it's a bit of pressure, a bit of anxiety, all those things you get with that first Ranfurly Shield game of the year.
So, how much has your role effectively changed? I know you're very hands on, along with Mark Ozich for the last few years. How effectively has it changed as such?
Oh, look, as far as the coaching detail, not a lot. Still doing the defence and the contact areas and the lineouts and the things that I love, but it's obviously you take on a bit more of the responsibility and the other things that come with it around a bit of the digital stuff and a bit of the marketing stuff. So yeah, I guess it's a little bit more of a public role than I've had previously.
Okay, let's look at what you've been able to do with this side in particular, because a lot of them have been involved with other rugby, including club rugby around Hawke's Bay, etc. How much time have you had with this squad going into today?
Well, we've had a couple of pre-season hit-outs. We were able to play the Hurricanes under-20s with a group of our academy guys, and then play Manawa 2 with a group of our club players a month later. Had a reasonable build-up. Obviously, it's a bit disjointed with players in Major League Rugby and Super Rugby, and obviously this year more than others, Super Rugby has called on those extra players, particularly for COVID and injury reasons and with the growth into Minor Pacifica. So, yeah, it's been a bit disjointed, but, we're slowly pulling it together at the moment to try and, get the semblance of a squad ready for the Bunnings Championship.
Okay, do you spend much time, do you watch a bit of Premier Rugby in terms of club rugby, Josh? Are you able to get out and do that?
Yeah, 100%. That's the role. So, we're always looking for the next player and the next one that we can. And we've been lucky in the past to pick up players out of club rugby. Joel Hintz, sort of being one of those players. Namatahi Wah, another one. Guys that just are playing club footy and you realise that they're, going to be a real gem. And if you give them the time and the ability to train full time, you can get great things out of them. So, club footy is a big part of it, and we've got I think we've got four or five guys debuting from club footy tonight.
Okay, so let's look at your coaching structure this year. Have you been able to assemble all your assistants now?
Yeah, everyone's back on board. It's a bit the same thing, Guys have to finish their current roles and expansions of competition. So Francisco De Formes is back from Toronto, where he was coaching in the Major League Rugby. He arrived back about 2 weeks ago. And Brock James has come on board from the Ospreys in Wales, and he's our attack coach and backs coach. So with some of our local academy coaches, as well as those three, we've got a pretty good structure going.
You have. That's very powerful background there. What about player retention? Every now and then I see something on social media to say, yes, we have re-signed him, we have re-signed him, we have re-signed him. Player retention overall looks to be pretty darn good, Josh.
Yeah, aside from the obvious with Ash Dixon going to Japan and Tian Falcon being out injured, but essentially pretty similar side with a couple of signings to announce later on, once we've got through, I guess, the bulk of those returning. But, pretty settled, which is always a challenge, obviously, in the financial market when the guys are settled and guys want to stay and obviously have contributed well. The money runs out pretty quickly when you want to keep everybody.
Absolutely. You must be thrilled to see the development of some of your players throughout Super Rugby. And to the point where, of course, in Falau Fokitava's case, his elevation to the highest level. So, these are kids that you started with at secondary school.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's wonderful, isn't it? You know, it's great to see the system working. Folau and Lincoln and that huge cohort of six or seven Hastings Boys boys that have gone on to, represent us, and then obviously Super Rugby, and then now the black jersey, and it's fantastic. And obviously we've also got the same in the blue jersey, and in the Māori All Blacks jersey, and in the red jersey over in the Pacific Islands Nations Cup. So not only New Zealand but around the world. So we're a pretty proud province and pretty proud of those young men.
And for Lowe's case, the elevation I don't think is unexpected, because his form has just been too good to resist. But what has been the things that have sort of set him apart? He looks very strong at breakdown time. He's an asset for you there. But what are the things that you've noticed his quick development in?
I think that the big joy with Folau is that what you see is what you get. He's going to play the same for the HRS as local club side's third team as he is going to play for the All Blacks. He loves the game. It wouldn't matter if we were playing Tiddlywinks. He just loves the challenge and loves winning, and loves making sure everyone knows that he wins. So, I just think he's just continued under Nuggie, and obviously it was a bit of a masterstroke from Dicko to get him down to the Highlanders, because it's been huge in his growth. And I think you'll find with the All Blacks, he's a brilliant finisher. You need to win a game, and you need to challenge those defenders who are getting tired around the ruck. He's the guy, and he's a run first player. So it could be quite exciting if he gets a run on the weekend, I'll tell you that.
Back to today then, and of course it is, after all, a Ranfurly Shield, and is it something you have to remind your players about, or even to talk to the new players about the specialness of this occasion?
Oh, absolutely. We had the Shield in the changing room on Sunday when we trained, and it's a huge part of Hawke's Bay sport, not just rugby, Hawke's Bay sport, and it is a very important, very special part of our province. And there aren't any players here, whether they be club, MLR or Super Rugby based, who don't realise its importance. I've been on the other end of the stick as far as challenging for the Shield from a Heartland province when I coached Warrapa Bush, and I know the importance of these games to these Heartland provinces. And I know how heavily they'll prepare and how hard they'll work. And so, for me, that element is a bit scary, because, it is a challenge. And in all seriousness, these guys will come up and absolutely front, and that will make a, not just a season, but probably make some careers if they're able to take it away. And so we've taken it pretty seriously over the last sort of 4 weeks.
Who are the players, the players that we should be looking out for, the names that might catch us by surprise or impressive this afternoon?
You are from us or from them?
From you.
I hope only from us. We've got Tom, our captain from Parsons, is back locking the scrum, which is great. Otherwise, there's some pretty settled names across most of it. There's some new guys in there you might not recognise. Sam Smith's come to us from Wellington. He's playing on the open side. He's played a little bit for the Lions, but he's been behind Duplessis Karifi there, and he's come up to try and make his name here in Hawke's Bay, so he might be one that's new to you guys. Majella Tafunga playing on the wing, it's his debut as well, so he may surprise a few. And actually, really good news stories for us has been Lewis Bush, who has come from Wairarapa Bush, appropriately named. He's a prop who played in the Heartland last year, made some fantastic strides with his fitness and his scrummaging, and he's hopefully going to debut off the bench in 18. So those are probably the new names for you. The rest are pretty settled Hawke's Bay Magpies.
How many players have you got in your squad now that it's you say you've still perhaps got a couple to announce, but how many don't you have access to who are still resting as such? Josh, are you monitoring that yourself, or is there a regulation as such to say you can't quite have him to you at this point?
Yeah, there's some of those. I mean, obviously we have three in the New Zealand Maldives, a couple in the All Blacks, four away with Manu Samoa, four away with Tonga, and then we have some who were with Jeff Cridge, who was away with the Waratahs. He hasn't finished his break yet. And then a couple of returning Highlanders that are not quite available due to injury and workload. So, yeah, I think probably all up, I think we're missing about 19 of our contracted guys who we'd like to have available in the season, but obviously that's never quite the case with injury.
No, it never is.
Or on it.
Yep, absolutely right. Okay, burning question. What have you been able to find out about South Canterbury this time round?
South Canterbury's, you know, it's always been a challenge. When I was in the coaching Warrapa Bush in the Heartland, I was never able to beat them. They were always, I guess them and Whanganui were always heavyweights that we struggled with. But look, they've got a really settled a sort of 8-9-10 combination. Willie Wright and Sam Briggs, who play in their 9-10 space, who are fantastic players, probably, you know, quality of playing in the Mitre 10 or Bunnings Championship, sorry. And then they have a really strong forward pack. They dominate up front, and when I played them, they used to do that too. And, yeah, we're going to have to deal with that first, and then, you know, hopefully we were able to give Willie and Sam a bit of back football and put them under a bit of pressure so that we can sort of get a bit of ascendancy there. But no, they're a quality side. They always have been. They set the bar in the Meads Cup, and you know, we're going to have to deal with that, you know, for quite a long period of time in the game.
What you have got in your side, Josh Sims, is probably the strongest halfback grouping in world rugby. In world rugby at the moment, I'm saying it as a collective. You're looking, perhaps, if they were ever all available to you, Folau, of course, you've got Brad Weber. And Anari, and of course Connor McLeod, who you've got playing today, who's a very skillful player with limited opportunity. So how are your riches in your nine jersey looking?
yeah, and we throw to that on the bench we've got Sheridan Rangihuna, who's played 40-odd games for Wellington as well. So, we're blessed. Problem with that is you've got to play them all. You know, I know when Brad wasn't selected for the All Blacks, he was straight on the blower and really keen to make sure he was available, and told the coaches he was available for selection for the Magpies. So, I mean, that's classic Brad Weber. And obviously, Ianati the same as when he returns from Manu Samoa duties on the 18th of July. You know, he's desperate to get back and playing again in contention for Super next year. So, yeah, and of course Connor, crikey. I mean, Connor last year ruptured his knee in warm-up against Otago, and so we didn't see anywhere near the best of him. But again, he's played for Otago and played for us. We're pretty lucky.
Looking forward to it this afternoon, Josh. I imagine you are. There's a lot of months between hands-on and being hands-on again, so I'm sure you're looking forward to it yourself. Good luck in that first outing. Hope it goes well, and all the best for the season. Thanks for filling us in.
No problem. Thanks, Smithy.